How was your first NFL action?
It was exciting. Nervous a little bit at first. I'm not going to lie to you, but it was very, very exciting. Felt good to be back out there. Last time I touched the field was preseason, so it felt really good and well-earned, I should say. It's been a long road, but this team is great, and the guys that play next to me, all other four and then the other guys, all the old linemen, the whole group is just a great group to be around.
When you're inactive at first eight games, how difficult is it to keep your head in what you're doing?
Being inactive was difficult because you want to play. And I played so many games before in college, but it's also understandable. Coming in as a rookie, but also not spending a single week or day in camp with these guys, you have to earn it. And that's why I was telling him that is, you know, very well earned, because you have to come in, you have to learn the playbook, you need to understand the guys around you, the type of people that you have playing next to you, and you need to understand, you know, I mean, it's not just going to get, nothing's deserved. Do you get what I'm saying? Nothing, you're not entitled to anything. That's probably a better word. But it was very well earned.
Zach, when you watched the film, what did you think?
No missed assignments, and the quarterback didn't get looked at or touched on my part. But also a lot of technical things that I need to work on. Getting my body right. Getting the feel and the tempo of the game. And I would have to say, you know, the other thing is understanding that it was only 23 out of the 80-something snaps we had or so, whatever it was, and to understand that it was a very small part. So teams are going to see it on film now, and they're going to see what I can do, and they're going to adjust. And so I need to be ready for that.
Does left tackle or right tackle matter to you?
Whatever the coach wants me to do. As you guys know, other than two games in college, I played all right. So, you know, I like I said, nothing's entitled. Whatever coach tells me to do.
Since you've been here, has it been mostly one side or the other, or both?
It's been a little bit of both.
When you look at, have you started studying Jacksonville yet?
Yes, since last night. Since last night.
Good. And what are your impressions?
A lot of good players. They don't just have one guy. You know, when you talk about Campbell, 93, as you know, you talk about a lot of the guys that they have, you know, 93 played a lot on my side last week. So they're all great players. And at this level and even in the college level, I was never a guy that underestimated anybody. And I think that's what helped bring along success in the past, is that you don't look down upon anybody. You don't underestimate anybody. You expect that you're gonna get their best every single time, especially at this level.
And so, you know, you said it was only 23 snaps.
I think so.
But in that small sample size, do you get the feeling like, hey, I belong? You know,
I definitely think and have enough confidence in myself to say that I can play in the National Football League. Do I belong on the field? That's not my decision. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And so that's where you play on the borderline of entitlement and earned. And I want to earn all the respect I can from Coach Hugh. I want to earn all the respect I can from my teammates and for them to trust me being out there.
How tough is it, you know, to kind of come you know, in the middle of a game? That's probably not something you're really used to at the tackle position. Come
right.
In the middle of the game, and of course, it's your first action, so you've got to get up to the speed of the game.
Yeah, it's tough because you're not, like, for example, my first play, you know, I was coming down on a down block on 95, I believe was his number. And I even told the guys when I watched the film today, I was like, I didn't even know he was that big of a guy. Does that make sense?
Yeah, yeah.
And so I say it, like, you know, to be funny and sarcastic, but it really is an adjustment. So that's the challenge, though. You know what I mean? You always have to be ready, and you always have to be ready to go.
Yeah, how big were you in junior high?
I was bigger than you, that's for sure.
but
I like that one.
I've always been the bigger guy, if that's the question. 5 foot in the second grade, 6 foot, sixth grade. I've always been the bigger guy. So
have you always played offensive? Have you always
played? Yeah, offensive lineman.
Did everyone want to be a running back? I mean, you get a lot over.
No, that's false dreams.